Welcome to Our African Conversation. Today we have Dr. Scott Whitaker. He's a board-certified naturopathic doctor with over 20 years of experience in herbology, iridology, and homeopathy. Dr. Whitaker is the founder of Holistic Health Institute, Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the prevention of disease. He is most widely known for his best-selling, groundbreaking book, Medicine. Medicine chronicles the sins of the allopathic medical establishment industry from its origins to our present era. Medicine has received national award recognition as well as world recognition within the global homeopathic community. It is a well-documented expose of the truth of sick care or sickness management by the allopathic industry. Welcome to African Conversations, Dr. Whitaker.
It's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. Glad to have you here on the program. How did you become interested in natural health remedies?
It started in my childhood, particularly with my dad. Basically, every day before going to school, he would load me up with vitamins and minerals and send me on my way. And from K through 12, I had the Perfect Attendance Award for school. I never missed a day. And I was always curious about chemistry. And that's what basically, when you're dealing with our food system, is basically, chemicals, natural chemicals. So when I got into college and took organic chemistry or inorganic chemistry and biologies and all the different sciences, the interest really took off, because then I saw the relationship with, using the plants for healing. And I met a Seminole Indian one day on campus, and he told me never to take the gringo's medicine. And he said, use golden seal and echinacea. And I said, what is that? He said, those are two plants. And I went and got a herb book out of the health food store called Back to Eden. A book that everyone should have in their library.
It's by Jeff Claus, right?
Jeff Claus. And that book gives you a good background on herbs, what they do, and just tremendous amounts of information. So that's where it started from about age five, and it's been carrying on ever since.
Yes, I had a similar experience. I began to realize that plants were more beneficial. It was a classmate of my aunt's from college, and she was taking herbs. They gave me a presentation, and I was convinced. I was 15, and that got me started as well.
Excellent.
So when did you begin traveling abroad to Africa and Asia to learn from people there?
I started that back in 97. My first trip to Korea. And when I got to Korea, I went off into China and Taiwan and Singapore and Malaysia and Indonesia. And every time I went to any of those countries, I always went with the people, the natives. Got away from the city part and went to the rural areas. And they always have every community, in those types of countries always have a healer. And I would I ask around, and they point me in the direction I need to go, and I go meet with them, and I'd sit there with them and look and listen and learn. And that's all I did.
That's amazing. How giving, when you meet these healers and shamans, how they're willing to share their knowledge with and give it freely to people who are interested in learning, which is a very great contrast to the allopathic medical professionals here.
Oh, yeah. I went to a Amish community in Kentucky one time. Got there early Saturday morning. The people, a line was down the street. This is the naturopath's name is Ruben Schwartz. And for the Amish, he's like their guy. So I tell you, I got there at like 4:30 in the morning, and the line was already down the street from his little, he had a little cabin that he would see people. And I got in line and got in, waited until he opened up, and I sat with him the whole day. He was amazing. And you just learn from so many different people and cultures, and then, you know, of course, the best thing about learning is applying it and helping someone else. So that's all I do is learn and apply it. Hopefully someone can benefit.
That's the most important aspect of knowledge, is the proper application, which some people consider to be wisdom. It's when you can use the knowledge in a constructive manner that's beneficial to humanity.
Exactly.
Right. So in your work, medicine changed the thought paradigm on wellness and healthcare maintenance and nutrition. Could you tell us about, you know, how, you know, amazing it is to, you know, to be able to focus on this like a laser beam and bring the truth out into the open, you know, because I don't think there's anyone who's really spoken as candidly in writing, you know, about and documented all of these, the crimes, is what they really are, that the pharmaceutical and medical establishment and whatnot have perpetrated against humanity.
Oh, yeah. These guys are straight up demons. You know, medicine came from the idea of medicine came from actually an event that happened in my life where the medical establishment, you know, murdered my fiance. So since I couldn't go in there with like John Q, I had to go on and put it on paper. And first thing I had to do was expose them for the fraud and scam and murder that they commit against humanity. And that's my way of, I guess you say, payback. And so I will continue in my lectures and interviews like we're doing today to always expose these criminals and let the people know what's right and what's wrong regarding the medical establishment.
Yeah, this medical establishment is straight the demons. They're using... Now, could you share with the audience the relationship between the Greek word pharmacopoeia and sorcery, and how this is really modern-day witchcraft or spell casting by altering the consciousness of the subject by way of a chemical re-engineering of the brain? I mean, I know it may be kind of complicated to tell, but, you know, just I guess you can simplify it for the people.
Right, right. Yeah, there's some writings in the Book of Revelation discussing a certain topic, and it happens to say that, talking about a particular nation, deceived the people with sorcery. And you always got to look at the work that the information was translated from, or the New Testament, which is where the Book of Revelation is from, is translated from Greek. And the Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. So that's in English, pharmacy. So basically, if we wanted to say it, you know, in terms, it said that this nation tricked people with pharmacy, with pharmaceutical medicine. And that's what they're doing today, right now. And right now, you're going to start seeing every day, every week, every minute, advertisements for the flu shot. And what this is that, you know, 2 years ago when they gave us the H1N1, which stood for Negro One and Hispanic One, the people caught on to their game, and they had so much left over of vaccine that they lost money. So they said, well, man, we got to get this stuff sold. So now they're going to rev it up. They're going to bring corporate media in, use athletes, use entertainers to push getting you a flu shot, because they got to get rid of this stuff that they thought they were going to get rid of 2 years ago, but didn't. So, of course, I tell everybody, don't avoid any shot, and especially the flu shot, because that thing is loaded with mercury and formaldehyde. And from my research, if you've had the flu shot for 5 consecutive years, you will develop Alzheimer's.
Wow. Well, speaking of vaccines, as a true culprit, wow, I mean, we can go into that right now. How it's a culprit of countless autoimmune disorders. I mean, they were guilty. I think they admitted to putting that simian virus in the polio vaccine back in the 50s. Then they tried to deny putting that thimerosal in all their vaccines. I mean, could you go into all of these, like these known and admitted, documented poisons that they, pathogenic diseases that are being placed in, that are part of the recipes of all their vaccines?
Yes. For the most part, they all contain mercury, aluminum, aborted fetal tissues. They take aborted fetuses, use the tissues from that to make vaccines. They use MSG. They use an adjuvant saline solution called a squalene solution, which acts as a autoimmune enhancer. So this is what causes all the autoimmune conditions in the world. Is the vaccine. Everything from the asthmas to the psoriasis to the MS to the colitises, and of course your cancers, the diabetes, all their origins all start from vaccinations. And my parents didn't know any better, so I was vaccinated. And I definitely, I believe through my detoxifications and using homeopathics, I've rid my body of the excess poisons from that. But I had to overcome, some things growing up, now that I look back at it, that had a direct effect from the vaccines. And a lot of people, they don't even put the connection together. Oh, I had, so-and-so had this, so-and-so had that. Don't even think about the vaccine. But you can bet your money on it that the vaccine was the base, the origin of the disintegration of the immune system.
Yes. It does something to brain function, too, because I can tell you, I remember I was telling my wife some time ago that my mental performance has increased. The more years I've been off, haven't been vaccinated, eating healthy foods, purifying myself, I can think better, more clearly. I can solve problems better. I can just think out of the paradigm so much easier. For the way, normal thought, I guess what they call normal thought patterns run. Is that they're doing something to people's cognitive function as well?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Because these are chemicals. These are heavy metals, aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, all this mess, which has nothing to do with immunity, and has a direct effect on brain function. No doubt about it.
Right. We must take our own health extremely seriously if we're going to turn this whole thing around. What I'd like to do is we'll take a brief intermission here, public announcements, and then we'll be back with Dr. Scott Whitaker, the author of Medicine.
African Knowledge Beyond the Book appears every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are a literary society dedicated to the study of African-based psychoanalytical texts. We hope you will join us as we delve into the inner working of our African consciousness. African Knowledge Beyond the Book, every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, on blogtalkradio.com.
There's much talk about revolution, but what does that entail? How can we spend a sufficient amount of time on revolution when we are trapped in a system that requires us to spend a generous portion of our income on basic needs? How is it that we claim to be revolutionaries, yet we still fund our own oppression? The solution is that we must become as creative with funding our liberation as we are with spending our time and energy on things of little importance. The goal of African money is to uncover ways to obtain and retain financial support, first for our own families, and ultimately for the liberation of our people as well, while minimizing our support for the establishment. According to Henry David Thoreau, a man is rich in proportion to the number of things he can afford to leave alone. For African people, it is amazing how we are controlled by mere trinkets and nonsense. We crave independence from the white supremacist system, and yet we continue to value the petty compensation offered to us by our former slave masters. If liberation is our goal, we must first compile a list of what we will need to accomplish that. Join us on African Money on Facebook.
And we're getting ready to do a little walk.
So let me count it up. One, two, three. Peace. This is Professor Griff of Public Enemy. My new book, The Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop. The book will deal with hip-hop's COINTEL profiles, rap sheets, and the introduction to the hip-hop cop, the Illuminati's takeover of hip-hop. It will deal with pimps, preachers, politicians, pedophiles, and the pulpit. It also talks about hood treason and money madness, music, and mayhem. It talks about destroying hip-hop's appetite for self-destruction from gangs to the gay, and the hustlers of culture, because it's bigger than hip-hop and it's beyond beats and rhymes. Last but not least, it talks about black music and the psychoanalytical destruction of a stolen legacy. You can order my book on PayPal at pcwhiphop@gmail.com. That's pcwhiphop@gmail.com. It's on sale now. Or you can check out my YouTube page at Enemy Minds. Enemy Minds on YouTube. That's N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, E as in elephant, the word mind, M-I-N-D-Z on YouTube. Once again, it's Professor Griff. This is the Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop. The book is on sale now. You can reach me at 678-557-2919. Remember, revolution is not an event. It's a process. Peace.
Talking about revolution because that's the era that you're caught in. You're caught in a revolutionary era.
And we're back. African Conversations with author of the book Medicine, Dr. Scott Whitaker.
Yes.
Yes. I would like to also address population control as another tool of the vaccines with that they provide, I guess, or these viruses in the women's reproductive activity. I think HPV stats somehow spread through some type of vaccine. They're trying to encourage young early adolescent girls, females, to take that does some sort of damage.
Oh, yeah. It come off the vaccine called Gardasil. Made by Merck, the same company that gave us Vioxx. They killed over 50,000 people. And this idiot, Governor Perry, Terry, whatever his name is, from Texas,
mm-hmm.
He was the one pushing it when it first came out. He had tried to mandate it for the whole state of Texas that all girls between the 9 through 24 had to get this shot. And so they should have arrested him for trying to practice medicine. So, it's killed somewhere, the numbers every day, killed three girls the other day. So over 500 girls have died from the shot. Many of them have been hurt, nerve damage. Some who were pregnant at the time had abortions. I mean, so it's something you definitely don't want to put in your system. HPV, I call it hocus pocus, doesn't even exist. Even the FDA, of all people, the Federal Dummies Association, stated that HPV, if you have it, your body naturally gets rid of it. So this is nothing but marketing and gain by Merck, the pharmaceutical giant Merck. And like I said, they're going to be pushing these vaccines from now until, because what's his name? Willie Gates and his wife donated something like $50 billion, you know, for vaccines. And then they stated in there, you can look it up on YouTube, in one of the speeches, he said that we're using it for population control.
That's exactly right.
He said it right out. Right in your face and said it. So you see them going over into the motherland where I'm at and setting up vaccine programs. They had one the other day, giving out measles, mumps, and rubella. And I said, oh, see, here they go. And that's all for population control. That's all that's for. And they're not for nobody's health.
Are the people there becoming more aware and skeptical, and even, you know, of the vaccine campaigns being marketed there?
Yeah, some are. Like Brother Mugabe down in the Congo.
Yeah,
he he totally against it, and that's why they attack him so much. But you'll see those Africans, and particularly just look at any of the cultures of the world, well, as soon as they adopt a Western culture mindset where they think that everything that comes out of America is right, they will accept those vaccines without even thinking about it, because, you know, basically the European man said that I need this, so I better get it. And so you can see the effects still of colonialism, slavery, and all the other evils that have affected the other peoples of the world, particularly us at home in the U.S. When we think that a certain group is superior, then we look to them for answers. And so they come with their syringes and saws and all these things, cutting people open, and you know, you think they have all the answers, and well, I tell you, they don't. And you can definitely do damage to yourself, to your family, and cause a lot of misery amongst those who you love. So you have to take your health into your own hands. There's no other way around it. If you're waiting on your HMO or your PPO or whatever other kind of O there is to make you healthy, then you've been totally duped, because they're only there to manage your disease. That's why it's called a disease management system. You know, they call it health management. They want to manage your disease. They don't want to get rid of it. They just want to manage it. Make sure you keep coming back for your yearly checkups, you know, so we can find something. And then once we find it, we put you on our drugs, you know, because we got the answers. And then when we don't get well, we'll send you to our friends, you know, called the specialists. And then the specialist will get his piece, and then he'll send you to another guy. And then you go to another guy. You're like a prostitute.
Exactly.
You get passed around, and then you finally, at the end, you say, wow, you know, they already cut my left breast off. They gave me the knee, artificial knee. I got a hip replacement. They stuck some things in my eyes. And then you're about, you know, 55, 60 years old. And you think you saved a little money through your working years. And then you retire. And then you get sick. and then you give your money right back to a hospital again. That's how people are living.
Right. I knew some elderly people who were working just for the health benefits alone. I mean, I thought that was just pathetic. They saying, I could be retired, but I need the insurance. And you working for the doctor, basically.
Right. You need insurance. The only, I would say, use of so-called insurance, health-wise, is for emergency. I.e. gunshot wounds, car accidents, amputated limbs from a crash, burns, crisis medicine.
Right. So
that's about the only use that the insurance, you know, would have. Because, you know, emergency room costs, well, man, that's amazing how much that stuff costs. You know, do you ever know somebody who's got airlifted before? You know, airlifting, that's about $25,000. Yeah, so you imagine somebody who got no money and they coming to get him. He say, "Oh wait, hold up, you about to charge me $25K? Just leave me here." You know?
Oh, that's right. Gotta get back.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll take the train. Shoot.
At least my descendants will be able to have some money to do something with.
Hey, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Wow, I mean, this is complete madness. I mean, everybody's paradigm has been shifted. I mean, I look at it like this. If I'm old, I'm, you know, how old I am, I haven't managed my health very well. I managed to save up a little money. My thing is to teach my descendants what to do with the money. You know, forget propping me up paying these doctors so they can keep paying the expensive country club, you know, fees and so they can, you know, buy their girlfriend a new condo, you know.
Right.
I've let it manage my health very well because, you know, the factors presented to me by, you know, the food industry, agrochemical companies and whatever. You know, I didn't dodge the bullets in time and all that. I took the hit. I just, you know, take it and make sure they don't do the same. You know, they figure out how to, you know, avoid these traps. Then it just keep feeding the beast. It seems like that's all people are afraid of death. And instead of trying to figure out how to slay the beast, they just don't gonna feed it, thinking, you know, you got this big 800-pound tiger in the living room. You're constantly trying to bring cows in to feed it, you know, so it won't eat you.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna get
you. That's right. You better believe it.
Because one day he's going to decide he wants you and the bull.
Hey, the doctor, the medical doctor is a priest.
That's right.
And his temple is the hospital.
That's right.
And they want you born in their temple, and they want you to die in their temple.
That's right. But we got to avoid them, you know.
We got to avoid them like the plague.
And, you know, I want to talk about back on this population control. Yeah, contraception hazards. I mean, I think they had some items. I'm just 40, and I remember them recalling a device called the Dalcon Shield in the 80s. And women were. Do you remember that device?
No. Uh-uh.
Kind of shield. Yeah, it was some kind of a metallic. I think it was something they used to insert into the women, the female. And I knew about the sponge. Do you recall the sponge?
I remember that. The sponge, I remember that.
Okay, and now it's latex condoms causing fibroids in women. And some of those fibroids are carcinogenic, am I correct in that?
Oh, yeah, they can. They can become carcinogenic. And of course, when they're appearing in the vaginal area, that means that most likely they will also be appearing in the breast tissue, because that is high estrogen content, and that's what's causing the breast cancer and the prostate cancer, is this high estrogen that we're getting from particularly the foods.
Right, because it's in all it's in everything, and so we have to avoid these things. And we have to understand that all these new lifestyles that they're bringing is contributing. Population control is actually death. And
right.
We live in a culture where we promote, where it promotes death. And you can see it in the garments, the clothing. People wear these shirts with skulls and bones and all over mm-hmm. them. And these recording artists. Yeah. Thing about killing and I think some rapper just came out and said, I think it was Lil Wayne, somebody, if I'm correct, they said he wanted to kill some people's baby, somebody's baby, you know.
Mm.
I mean,
I call him Lil Wendy.
Yeah. I mean,
Lil Wendy. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, this is somebody who people have given lots of monies to and attention, and he's talking about killing babies and killing people. And,
yeah, that guy is horrible.
Right, when we have to stop tolerating this as normal and getting what we're talking about here on this program is life. We're trying to talk about to people about doing things that's going to promote life, healing, restoration, because the body is self-regenerative. If we put the right nutrients in, it will heal itself. All of these ailments are caused by deficiencies in key nutrients. And once we learn how to increase those key nutrients and stay away from things that take or extract nutrients, then we can have this revival of healing, and we can really starve the allopathic medical industry out of customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
exactly
preventive. If we learn to avoid them in the first place, learn how to get around them, then don't. I haven't been to a doctor in a medical allopathic doctor, and I can't recall. I can't tell you how long it's been.
My last one was 1987 when I was a junior in college.
Right. I just don't have any use for them. I don't need any diagnostic abilities. You can use like the iridology. You can use astrology. There are many other natural diagnostic techniques that the allopathic medical doctors don't know about, have no expertise in. And you can pretty much go doctor free, MD free anyway, for your entire life. They are not
necessary. No doubt.
And until people learn what their options are, outside of what we would say critical or emergency care. Because, matter of fact, naturopathic doctors could do emergency care if we had the infrastructure, we had the monies, and the lack of harassment from these various governments and unions like the AMA interfering with this type of program. They would even lose more of their monopoly control.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Right.
With their Rockefeller control education.
Yes, that's right. I like to talk
for allowing that, regulation to, try to govern the American people. This AMA is, check out the CEOs or the board. It's all ran by Zionists, who basically have no interest in helping humans. They only have interest in
what a germ really is and how that's merely just a story made up to distract from the malnutrition or dietary neglect.
Right. Well, it got its boost from this guy named Louis Pasteur. And that's where you get the word pasteurized from, Pasteur. And he was the one that stated, that the germs were causing everything. That's why they started pasteurizing stuff, Took raw milk, pasteurized it, made it a non-food. Took things that we would normally just eat that was in the raw form, pasteurizing it. And then so it can have a longer shelf life. Well, Pasteur, during that time, he went up against this guy named Antoine Bekamp and Gaston Nations, all these guys went against him. He said, no, that's not the case. The terrain is the issue, meaning that you have to look at the whole body and you see that the so-called bacteria comes after the fact, not before. When you go, you go out from your day, from your home, you touch doors, you touch doorknobs, you shake hands, you go to places, you put your hands here. They got this new movie out called Contagion, which is trying to put fear in people to get vaccines. You need to go see if you haven't. But that's basically what it's about, touching, and then finally a virus develops. You know, they love talking about viruses. So you have this contact daily, and you come in contact with germs all day, but you didn't get sick. Sure. So why didn't you? Because your immune system, your terrain, the whole body took in what you came in contact with, and based on how your immune system was working, it dealt with it, and you went on about your business. What happens when people... immune systems are so depressed today with being loaded down with, refined sugar, margarines, pork products, heavy bread consumptions, soda pop, tap waters. And so the immune system is hit with all this mess. It's got to deal with it. And then here comes so-called a germ. And the germ says, this is some good food to eat right here. The germ starts eating this stuff. You know, it's like bacteria. You know, they use bacteria even in industrial applications, like the cleaning sewers, the cleaning water treatment plants. They put bacteria in those systems to clean the water.
Right. So the bacteria
the bioremediation. It's the same concept in the body. The germ takes over, or the bacteria takes over and starts eating the filth and the waste and everything. And then, so when you get sick and they go, I caught something. I caught this bacteria. Well, the bacteria was already there. It's like saying, if you caught something, well, you can't catch health. So, it's just something you have to work at, something that you are doing. See, what they want to do is always take the blame off the person and make it seem like it was some foreign object that floated out of the sky and landed on you. And that's why you're sick. Oh, no. You didn't get no sleep. You was out partying. You was eating crazy stuff, drinking crazy stuff. And now all of a sudden you're sick and you want to know why. So basically, germs don't cause anything.
That's right. Denatured food as the culprit, as well as their vaccines, their pathogens.
You better believe.
You know, because they don't talk about, understand what denatured means. It means unnatural, taking the life. The natural, it's not natural. It means unfit for human consumption.
Right.
And so by putting, by genetically modifying the produce, or even genetically modifying the livestock, they have made it unfit for consumption. But they sell it to us anyway, because they have legalized in our minds their criminality.
Exactly.
So people don't understand that's what legal means. When they say, well, what's the law? It's only law in your mind if you agree with them that it is legal. If you don't agree, then you don't
eat.
That's it. Then it's still a crime. Then they can't sell it to you.
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, we have to, get rid of these commercials and TV, magazine, advertisements, stop reading these publications that promote these products and erroneous theories that are destroying our health and our wellness and our posterity.
Well, there's no doubt. No doubt about it. These clowns, like I said, they'll use entertainers, they use athletes to promote their agendas. Like when they use magic back in the day, to get funding for so-called AIDS drugs.
Right.
You know, right when he announced it, I said, he ain't got nothing. And everybody frowned up. I said, watch. Next year he played an All-Star game with MVP. And then he comes out, you know, years later on Ebony magazine, said, you know, completely cured. So, but his reward, you know, was Starbucks and Magic Theaters.
That's right.
All they did was buy his name. People think he owns that. He don't own it. But Starbucks is owned by a Zionist Jew, last name Schwartz. And Sony stands for Standard Oil of New York. That's a Rockefeller. So you don't own nothing. They bought his name and put it on there. That's about it.
And the problem, the community still supported him and his businesses. You know, and if he allegedly had this cure, he never divulged the cure.
Yeah, he said it was, you know, he used the religion card and said that Jesus has, you know, cured it.
And is it really? That's what he told people?
That's what it said in Ebony.
Oh, okay. See, that's a problem there. We got to stop this. That's ridiculous. Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this... Yeah, I don't know. We just got to keep doing these programs, and I think we're making a difference. There are a lot more people talking about natural health. There are a lot more books, natural health sales.
Oh, yeah, you're making a difference.
Right. The products are increasing in their visibility. People are using them more. Fewer people are buying conventional products. More people are gardening now.
Good.
It's getting so bad for this establishment that people are starting their own grocery cooperatives through their various social organizations. They're having, they're distributing their food. They're doing various. They're sharing gardening costs and whatnot. And I think co-op farms. The landscape is changing. It's changing, and they're losing money, and influence. Most importantly, which is more important than the money, is their influence to convince people to take their poison. I think in one city in Pennsylvania, they're even having they're fining people for gardening in the city limits. Because what they're doing, in essence, they're revealing their aversion, their hatred for life, for gardening. Because if they didn't say anything, people wouldn't become as suspicious about their activities till they make those kinds of moves.
I know. Yeah, I know. Trying to pass bills saying it was a felony to grow a garden.
That's great. That's
insane. Tell you.
And a lot of the documentation about marijuana has become spread. The Schaefer Report, 1972. More people are learning about all of the lies that they told about marijuana, how it actually increases brain cell production and cerebral function. You know,
right?
But some people, it's slowly catching on. I know people who 10 years ago would not have thought that highly of plants, but they had to understand the concept that these things are natural, they're plants, and an agency or some type of institution does not have the right authority or wisdom to outlaw nature.
Nah, that sure in the heck would try, but you know, one of the chapters in my book is on hemp, you know, why they attacked it. Because hemp will eliminate the oil industry overnight, and you know, it got labeled marijuana in 1937, and that was done on purpose to give it a negative connotation. But hemp was when old Henry Ford made his car, his panels and the frame of the car was made out of hemp. Hemp is stronger than steel.
Wow.
So, you know, these demons and clowns want to make sure that you think that their the supreme being, and whatever they say is law. And like I said earlier, they don't know much, except what they've mastered is possibly how to manipulate. That's what they've mastered the most, how to manipulate people. And that's their forte.
You're right. Well, we commend you for exposing these crimes against God, against humanity, against all that is good, righteous, and natural in the universe or the multiverse. And we want everybody to know to go out and purchase medicine where books are sold. It's everywhere. Dr. Whitaker also does consultation, and you can and could you tell our the listening audience how they may be able to contact you for a meeting?
Consultation, you go to my website, which is www.medisins.net, medisins.net, medisins.net. Click on consultation, and then we make the date and get down to the nitty and the gritty and get a solution to the problem.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And want to do another one anytime, let me know.
Sure will. We can get together and we'll schedule another meeting. We can get into some details about any one of these particular topics to help people be able to move in the right direction so they can come and talk to you about bringing some healing to their lives and they can save their families.
No doubt.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Whitaker.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for joining us on African Conversations here on blogtalkradio.com. And you can join our community page on facebook.com/African Conversations. And that's African with a K.